This is Morning Edition on WSIU Radio, your NPR station. We're talking about holiday stress this week as lots of people are gearing up for big events, trying to make sure that everything gets done and everything is just right. We thought we'd talk with a couple of experts on how to relieve that stress and in some cases maybe even avoid it. Mary Wilson is the clinical coordinator for adult mental health at Centerstone, and Dr. Lori Schmider is a counselor at Centerstone. They both focus with their clients and with patients on stress and stress relief. Thank you both for coming in this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
This is that time of year when people just want everything to be just right, and they want it to be picture perfect, and they want to do everything. They don't want to say no to anyone. So they feel that stress level going up and up and up and up. And I wonder if each of you could just take a little time to talk about ways to keep that from escalating and what types of things you see in your own clients.
Well, this time of the year, people set a lot of expectations for themselves, for their family. My recommendations is to slow things down. Don't set a lot of expectations. Set boundaries for yourself. Take it easy and know that the holidays are meant for family, and you're not always going to make everybody happy. Learn to say no. That's a good thing to implement. Be able to say no to yourself and no to others.
I find that no can be a very powerful stress reliever.
It can be.
Sure, sure. Dr. Lori?
Not only saying no, but also for folks that don't have family, and that creates another type of anxiety, or have recent losses, be gentle on yourself. If you find yourself getting wound up, take a second to breathe. I know it sounds corny, but breathing helps. That sigh of relief. There's a tip that I like to use, and that's if you breathe through your nose, and as you're breathing out, you feel the air at the end of your nose. It is such a quick fix for really mounting stress. That's something I like to do.
Centerstone is available to anyone in this region for people who are looking for some additional help. What types of things do you tell people? You know, stress is a normal part of life, but at what point should people really be maybe making a phone call for themselves or perhaps for a loved one?
Well, around the holidays, there's a lot of stress. Grieving the loss of loved ones that are not here, especially the first year or two, that causes a lot of stress. Financial stress, wishing that you could buy things that you can't. Stress with relationships, with adult children. So I recommend that if you're having any of those or other things that I haven't mentioned, to call us. We have adult therapists that can take care of multiple different issues between grief, relationship issues, anxiety, depression, multiple different things. And we have adolescent therapists that can help your children deal with any type of stress. And if you feel that there's other things that are more intensified, we have a crisis unit that can help stabilize some of those emotions that stresses you out.
That crisis center, not all that old. It's in Carterville, and it's only been in existence a little over a year.
Yes.
But it's made for people so that they can go someplace like that and get the counseling they need so that they don't end up in the ER where stress can get even worse. I wonder, when you talk about getting rid of the stress, people think, well, okay, I'll do this. I'll breathe, or I'll, you know, take 5 minutes to get away from what I'm doing. And then they jump right back in to the way that they were living their life before. How important is it to make kind of a wholesale change to what they're doing on a daily basis to alleviate that stress?
Some of it is, you know, thinking of what you value, what's really important to you. Are you still following those values, or are you adding more to the list than really needs to be there? Who made the rules that you have to do 10 million things all in a matter of a few weeks? It's, you know, like Mary said, you be easy on yourself.
How much does keeping to a routine or keeping to your normal schedule help, especially if it includes things like exercise, and getting away from things that cause you stress. Mary?
Well, sometimes the routine is very beneficial, but then sometimes you don't have to have a routine. Some people feel like, well, I've got to do this and I've got to do that. They keep to that tight schedule, and that really stresses them out, especially when Christmas time is coming, the holidays, and there's other things that's added to their schedule, and it really creates a lot of high anxiety. Then I tell people, okay, well, let's throw that list out. What can you get done today? And then let's do the rest tomorrow. It's okay.
Similar to baby steps.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like juggling three balls at once, and you've now added a fourth one. Unless you're really good at it, go back to the three. You know, keep it simple.
Of course, it's important to talk when you're starting to feel overwhelmed. Find someone that you can share some of those stresses with. Maybe go for a walk with them. You can work out some of those problems as well. It's the holidays. It's a stressful time, and I appreciate you both taking time out of your busy schedules to talk to us. Mary and Lori, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.